The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
Eric's Family Barbecue has arrived and is simply the best barbecue in Arizona. Come satisfy your taste buds with meats that are smoked over mesquite wood and sides that are made with fresh ingredients and tons of love. They have the best, juiciest brisket, pulled pork, rib, sausage, turkey, or everyone's favorite, the Pitmaster Sampler that includes all the meat and four sides, mac and cheese, potato salad, coleslaw, corn, or beans. Yum! And for dessert, try some creamy banana pudding. Amazing! Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Dine in or take it to go. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more info.
That's right. It's time for the most moral man in all the world to fix your problems, you troubled souls. It's called What Would Brady Do? It's brought to you by our friends at M&P Guns. When Brady can't solve your problems, guns can. That's the way the Italians like it. M&P Guns, they got everything you've ever needed for your weaponry. Ammo, all the stuff, all the accoutrement. If you want to add on to your gun, put sights on there. You got all sorts of things. They'll help you out. Plus, they're certified. They'll build it. They'll get it back to standards where you want it. They'll get that thing serviced and ready for you. So head on over to M&P Guns. They've got everything you need right now. And that is a business that is thriving. So hop over there, 12th Street and Indian School, M&P Guns. Thank you for sponsoring What Would Brady Do? I just got this before we get into it. It says, hi, this is Kip. I'm husband to Mike the Defacer. We all know Mike.
Squiggy.
Went out to wreck the Tom Mix Memorial and put Squiggy all over it to make Squiggy's memorial. Kip is Mike's husband.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
I caught a bit of the discussion this morning, and I have one word to say to solve your dry Dippin' Dots problem. Bidet. It's not a constant problem. It was a one-time thing like 30 years ago. Asians and Europeans have it figured out. I bought one for my bathroom last year, and it has changed our lives. Be well, be clean, be cool, Kip. That's right. I would imagine gays are big on bidets to avoid the problem with the Skittles.
Dougie Fresh.
I can imagine that gay life in America in the 50s and 60s was a common sound. I got back there again. Sorry. Like the brawny man. Are you ready, Brady?
Yeah, I put those power washers in. Put the seats in on my toilets.
Yeah,
great.
Yeah, I want the full electric ride. I don't want an addition. I want the toilet. I want the thing. Oh, not much better. So I take a shower after every one because I'm a goddamn human
being. But if you had a bidet, would you?
Yep.
You'd still shower afterwards, or would you just bidet it?
Soap.
Okay.
Soap.
Gotcha. Sandalwood.
Soap gets off the poop. Yeah, you get that sandalwood off there, and you get your bottom smells better. You can't just hose it off. Again, I ask you, if I covered your chest in feces, would you just take a garden hose to it? Or would you go inside, scrub the soap?
Butts are different.
No, they're not. Dear Brady, I hate the modern world. This one starts. I'm 90% sure my daughter is gay. I'm 100% positive her best friend is. They hang out together constantly. They're in the 8th grade, and I mean lesbians. I'm fine with that part, but I didn't even think about this. What do I do about these sleepovers they've been asking about? They've hung out together. We've had her over a couple of times. It's becoming strange. I would never let my straight daughter have her best male friend over. What do we do? My wife and I are in a quandary. Richard. Good question. You got what you're pretty sure is a gay daughter. The friend is super gay. Can you still allow sleepovers? They're going to experiment a lot.
That's why I make sure you have a bidet.
That's right. Clean her ass.
Let the slumber parties happen.
You do? You would? You would let Kirby have a male friend stay the night?
Then how would it? Here's the problem. If you say no, she can't stay over, but some other girls can.
Well, that's the thing. It's an all or nothing. Yeah. You cut off the slumber parties, you got to cut them off for everybody.
Exactly.
Right. So that's
fine. A tough one. But I would say I'm okay with the slumber parties.
No kidding. What if you had a gay son and his gay friend? You didn't know they were gay yet. They hadn't announced it. Would you let them go in there and play tummy sticks? Would you let the kid stay all night?
Yeah.
You just don't care anymore about
He's over it.
You can't
stop a moving train.
Yes, you can. Nothing about a child's sex life is a moving train, Brady. That's the job of a parent, is to stop that. Can't stop a moving train is the worst advice for eighth grade sex. Well, they're eighth grade now. It's going to happen. I don't know what to do if you had a lesbian kid. I think you'd have to kind of slow that down, right? Let them do it in alleys and on buses like we all had to do, like, or Brett at the fun park.
What if they're all of a sudden, I guess if they're a couple,
mm-hmm.
that
not.
Maybe takes it to the level, you know, like if they're they're showing PDA, like in front of you, kissing right. each other, then you probably say, yeah, no slumber parties. But you're not preventing anything else, because what if they're hanging out in the afternoon?
Well, it's the same thing, though. Like
at the house during the day.
But if it's a boy and a girl in the house, you keep an eye on that.
Yeah.
Is it mainly just pregnancy? Is that the only reason they care about?
That's, yeah.
If you let them slap donuts, you're like, go ahead, have at it. Nothing bad can happen
here.
Yeah,
you know.
I guess.
Junior high, high school. I mean, you know they'll find places.
Sure, but that's the job of the parents to make sure they don't have a safe place.
You never feel comfortable with, like, okay, well, we're giving you the green light.
Right.
You want to stay over here? You're welcome to.
Yeah.
I know there were a couple of
each other.
Parents that were okay with that. With a
boy-girl stay over?
Yeah.
Really?
Not anywhere near my house.
Man.
No,
and
man.
It wasn't, it was a single parent usually.
And my dad was rooting for me, and he'd never allow that.
No.
The girl's not staying all night. I remember one time my sister's best friend fell asleep on the couch, and I fell asleep on the other side of the couch. And we were feet to feet. My dad woke us up, get off the couch. Not sleeping on the couch together. She was like 16, I was 12. I couldn't have done anything. I mean, I was adorable, but like in a Ricky Schroeder way, she'd have just tussled my hair. Probably some of it would have fallen out. But yeah, he was like upset about it. He's like, I know you sleeping in that same. You get off that. I'm like, really? I'm like, yeah. What do you think? I'm just going to roll over and nocturnally emit? Could happen. I don't need you making babies at 12. So he just drew a line.
That's the main.
Yeah.
Like, if I had a girlfriend over, my parents wouldn't even let me have the door closed.
You know, the door stayed open. You're not going back to that bedroom. I went to a girl's house once. We weren't even dating. We weren't allowed out of, the main room.
Oh, really?
No. You're like, this is where you do. She can go to her room by herself. Can't do that. And then from that day forward, I was afraid of, ever going in. Like, even when I was in my 20s, I was 20, and the girl I was dating was 18.
Yeah.
I went to her house, and her dad's, and he was fine with me going back there. Like, he knew she was getting hosed by quite a lot of guys for a while, so he was used to the disappointment. And I come rolling in with my tornado hair. Then he's like, oh God. And then
this one's safe.
She's like, come back here for a second. I'm like, I'm not going back. Your dad's home. He's like, it's cool. Yeah, I've walked in on Eiffel Towers. This chick takes it.
What, was your dad that way with your sister too?
Eventually. She snuck her. Nobody could stay. Yeah, she couldn't have people in the room.
Okay.
Yeah. The best thing I ever saw was my friend whose sister pretended to be super religious because the mom and dad acted like that, found this other guy who pretended, and they'd say they'd go in the room and pray.
We're going to pray.
And they bought it. Like, they bought it. The story was a buy. We're going to go in there and pray. And they were in there for like 40 minutes praying, and then he'd come out all tired and get in a Suzuki Samurai and drive home. Lant Z. He had a personalized plate that said Lant Z. See, Lant Z. It's Lant, you dicks. Later, Lant Z. So, God, I said, because I hear you praying in there. Dear Brady, if my son's girlfriend is really ugly and not good enough for my son, what can I do to help end this situation without being an obvious jerk? This woman is gross. They play video games all day and eat. I saw them kissing and I thought I'd throw up. She's going to ham him up, lazy slot. I don't want her over in the house. She was the best pal of his last girlfriend, who was smoking hot. She had an agenda. Stole him away. This mountain is a slug, Brady, and before you get all bothered about it, she's also super lame. She's got zero personality. It's disgusting. How do I do this and kill my son's fat fetish before it becomes an embarrassment to me, anonymous?
Good luck. What he sees as beauty is...
No. Dad's right.
I know, but you can't, I mean... You can't cut it off.
No. It's watch Arrested Development, because Jason Bateman hated his son's girlfriend, and he used to always say, you know, this Ann girl's very nice, but I think maybe she should go somewhere. Like, he always wanted to bring Ann with, and he wouldn't come because he hated her because she was boring and ugly.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
I think you just let, you got to let her go, right?
I mean, you know, that's a tough one to begin with because no matter.
I got a perfect idea. Plant your wallet in her purse and then say she tried to steal your wallet. And then she's not allowed in the house again.
And if that goes.
Oh, it goes perfect. You're the authority figure. This girl's took my wallet. I did no such thing. And she's a liar.
No thieves in our house. Good day.
Put like Little Debbie's oatmeal cream pies in her purse and some in your wallet. Say, now hold on a second. Like, you're stealing food. And my wallet's in here.
Now, the Little Debbies are probably already there. Look, you don't even need to put those in.
Those won't last long.
Here's the thing. All you got to do is leave them laying around. She'll stuff some in her purse. Like cake frosting and things like, just leave it.
I just think the risk of putting the Little Debbies in there is you'll never find them. They'll be gone.
Yeah, I think she'll eat them before she steal them.
Yeah, before you could make the bust.
Got to have something to accuse her of theft. The wallet's pretty solid. You like that one? I think that's a good idea. I think I'm the champ. I think I get the belt on that one. You accused the hippo of stealing your wallet. She's never allowed in my house again. Why'd you steal my dad's wallet?
I get it. I just wanted to be with you.
Well, what happens when the next manatee he rolls in there shows up? Another wallet again? Wallet.
You keep
seeing all these fatties
these
are just stealing.
Fats. Like Taco Bell coupons on a wallet. Hey, she's doing it too.
I just want to stole my Brian.
You can't come over anymore. You stole my dad's wallet.
You think the dude that's dating the 1,000-pound sister, you think his dad's?
Oh, my
Gary
God.
Payton.
Yeah, Gary Payton.
Oh. Yeah, Gary Payton's dad. Wow. That's a tough one. Anyway. Yeah, stuff your wallet in the fatty's purse with some oatmeal cream pies and accuse her of stealing. If he starts rolling in with another chunk in a few months, I'd love it because then, you know what would be even funnier is then the fat girl comes back crying.
I'm sorry I did that.
And you know she didn't. You'd still have to go, well, all right. You're not allowed in the house for a while anyway. Even though you set it all up, you're the biggest jerk in the world.
Yeah.
You don't like this story at all. Brady's very uncomfortable right now setting this girl up with a misdemeanor. Call the police and everything. Go through the whole deal.
I did 2 years.
Throw her in giant jail. Just to get out of it. You're just such a jerk already. Why not go the full nine? You just don't like your son's fat girlfriend. Let's do this. Set her up with crimes. That's my brain at work today. That's fantastic, me. Brady says don't do that, though.
Yeah.
And this is what would Brady do. Don't listen to him. Dear Brady, ready for this one. My girlfriend is 27 and I'm 24. My dad is a 42-year-old man. He had me young. And we're better friends than we are dad's son. And evidently, he's my competition in life. And now maybe my enemy. My girlfriend, who is 6 months pregnant, confessed to me 3 weeks ago that she's not sure the baby's mine, but she never had to tell me. And I said, why? And she said, because I don't think the DNA wouldn't match if we tested. I was very, very confused. Turns out, 6.5 months ago, she rode my dad in the hot tub. She couldn't go on with the lie.
Sounds like a Pornhub story.
Yeah. I left, but I want to work it out. I haven't seen her in 3 weeks, but I definitely went back in.
What?
I like that she thinks both will pass the paternity test.
I don't know how that works. The DNA thing?
Yeah, DNA.
Everybody has different DNA.
Even family?
Yeah.
No, I thought if it came back like it was questionable.
Yeah, it's similar, yeah.
I thought like on a paternity test that got questionable.
Mm-mm.
No. You can tell like dead out?
Yeah.
All right, well then get the test. I was with him. I was like, yeah, that's rough. I don't know if dad's DNA came back and the doctors were like, well, it's very close.
It will say that.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Because I didn't know. I figured that the DNA test might come back a little inconclusive if dad's.
No.
No?
No.
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Your dad hosts a girlfriend
bring
in the hot
we can
tub.
Bring more
I don't know.
The only ones that they had were close were like the, I've seen the crime stories or the identical twins.
Well, that's what I mean because like OJ's case, the Dennis Fung, the big bugaboo was, this could be a family member, couldn't it? It's like, yeah, so it's inconclusive that it was him.
Not inconclusive. It, will
it is,
say
though,
that,
in a courtroom.
It will say that it's a family member.
Right.
But when you dial it
but
in.
But that negates
it
that it's you. I guess that was 30 years ago,
yeah,
DNA,
was,
too,
yeah.
So. But Dennis Fung was the one saying, yeah.
Right.
Because the one question was, this doesn't necessarily mean it's OJ. It could be anybody with OJ's DNA.
No.
That's what they were saying then.
Yeah, but again, that was 30 years ago.
Yeah,
too.
I'm sure they got better. Yeah. Well, I don't know how paternity tests. Thank God I don't know how paternity tests work.
That's right. High five.
That's right. Brought to you by Hangers. Said I left to work it out. My dad has been with one of my exes in the past, and in fairness, I messed around with his too.
Boy, dad's swinging.
Yeah, so's he. What would bring?
That's how he's
Jeffrey
rationalizing it.
Oh, it's rationalizing.
That, like, I was with one of my dad's exes.
Does this family have rationale?
Are you mad at your dad, or are you slapping high fives? All right, dad, you still got game.
Go ahead, Brady. What would Brady do if you thought Torp got your girlfriend pregnant?
Well,
you get the
look.
Test.
If he's feeling like he can get over that fact that dad could be the dad.
Yeah, that's...
One is a tough one. If you can do that...
You got to draw some lines with dad, though. If you two are sharing
It doesn't sound like... Well, if you say, no, I'm out on that one, and you bring the next one in, what's saying that doesn't happen again?
He's done it before.
Yeah. This sounds like a hillbilly love
triangle.
This
is a hillbilly mess. Yeah. Can you imagine being Eskimo brothers with your dad?
What you know they don't have bidets there.
Your dad was home earlier. Did you not shower?
He's linked either way.
Huh?
Because if dad is the father, she's always going to be
She's around either way.
Yeah, and if he's the father.
Going to be around either way.
Yep.
So you might as well stick it out is what you're saying.
If you can work it out.
Who do you work it out with, her or the dad?
But if it's dad's kid, then for
you know
me,
what?
That's a hard one
Let
to
me
work
just
out.
Say this. Be grateful that you at least have a dad. Right, Richard?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I was coming.
That's terrible. Your family's a mess. Why are you adding kids to this?
Well, what happens if your dad kicks it? Are you raising your dad's son?
And how about getting rid of her? Although, got to give it to her. She's the only one who has any morals. She shows up 6 months later and goes, I got to let you know.
What are you talking about? She's a whore.
Oh, of course she's a whore. But so is he. So is dad.
Yeah, but. Yeah.
And so the baby's going to be a whore. Just future whores.
The baby's
already a whore.
Predisposed?
Pre-whore. Yeah.
The baby's probably been with another infant in your family already.
Oh.
There's no lines.
Toledo, shut the F up. How do you know that the son's DNA won't match his dad's?
Strong point. Consider the well. Okay. So, yeah, you get the test first, and then you got to figure out what to do. Because the baby's not born yet, so you don't love it yet. You can hand it
off. You're going to have to.
You might be, well, you certainly are a redneck, but you might be,
you're gonna make,
what are you, a nephew?
You're either be a great dad or a great uncle.
No, you'd be a brother-in-law.
No, you'd be a brother.
He'd be a
brother.
Oh, God. It's either your kid.
Not step, half-brother.
It's yours or your half-brother. And to the dad, stop hosing your friends, your son's daughters in a hot tub. Besides, the second you're hosing in a hot tub, you are kind of white trash. Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll even say that.
In high school, you weren't.
Oh, yeah, no. But you're
high school because you took anywhere.
You are white trash in high school because your decision-making skills
are white trash level IQ.
Wherever
I can.
And if you're a dad and you're in a hot tub with your teenager, 20-year-old son's 27-year-old girlfriend and you're alone, you are white trash. And what the hell is everybody doing at the same house anyway? Garbage.
Like the 27-year-old, that kid, when the years start adding up, 10 more years, 37, he's 30, she's 37.
What?
A couple more. He'll
what are we doing,
upgrade.
Man?
Some of the worst abacus I've ever been in.
He'll want to upgrade a lot sooner.
The dad or the kid?
The kid.
The child?
Because you said the girl is 7 years older than him,
She's
right?
3 years old. He's 24, she's 27.
Oh, I thought you said he was 20.
Oh, that's what I thought you said, too.
That's what I was trying to figure out.
I was trying to figure it out myself.
Right. Mental gymnastics,
just
not
happened
ready.
There, but the Tokyo Olympics will help this. I need some Japanese people on this math problem. Dear Brady, my wife and I officially decided to end our marriage this weekend after being separated for 10 months. How soon is too early to get back on the horse? Since we've been separated, I have boned a few women. We both decided to see other people, and I'm fairly confident she's been on a few dates and may have done the same.
Sounds like you're on the horse.
Yeah, so I feel like I'm not rebounding into a new relationship. I also feel like I've already mourned the loss of my marriage. I've been talking to a woman, and she seems cool. I'm not talking about getting married. I feel like going on a few dates, see where the things go. I think I could make something work here. I'm sort of worried that if I don't at least ask her out, I may miss the opportunity, but I'm also worried that I may just be jumping into another relationship, which I shouldn't do. What do you think, Robbie? He's boning, but he's not. Now he's looking at somebody who goes, I could spend time with this one.
Horse or whores?
Yeah, yeah.
He's looking to invest.
Horse or whores?
He's getting back on the whores.
Yeah.
And the hooers.
I mean, you know, it comes down to how you're feeling on that. Obviously, that's starting to change a little.
Right.
You don't have to. I mean, still take your time with it. It sounds like.
You'll know when you're ready.
Yeah, a little bit. That helps. Yeah. I mean, if you can. If you can just scale it down to a case where you're like, well, if you still feel like you might be jumping right into it.
You're jumping right into it.
Yeah.
Your body's telling you. I mean, it's a little too early.
It's time. Yeah.
And he just doesn't want to be mean to the classy girl at work that he likes. He wants to keep boning these side whores in the hot tub.
Then do that.
By the way, Nicholas Watts texted and said, ouch, Toledo. That baby in the last letter actually has two dads. That's crazy.
Greedy little
lucky. Yeah.
Dad havers.
All right. Anyway, good ones today. Brady didn't like that one. The fat girl one was rough on Brady. Accusing her of the crime is awesome, by the way. Look, if you're going to write a letter and announce I'm the biggest jerk on the planet, I'm going to jump in your train. I'm going to say, all right, I'll help you out, jerk. You're a jerk.
Follow through.
So follow through being the biggest dick in the world. Don't write a letter to a radio station saying, my son's girlfriend's ugly and fat. What do I do to get rid of her? All right, I got ideas. I'm not for him, but I think it's great.
You came to the right place.
You came to the right guy, and I'm the guy who says, yeah, accuse her of a misdemeanor and get her out of your house. threaten police action and have them do that double up with two handcuffs because she can't get her hands behind her big back.
Cuff extenders.
Write us a letter and say your son's daughter's too fat for him. Jerk. But if you do follow through with that wallet thing, I need to hear how this ends. So please.
Yes,
write back.
We all do.
That's a great one. Really good stuff right there. I should write a parenting book. there you go. That is what Brady did. It's 98KUPD.
Oh my gosh. Shut the front door.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.